Shabbos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, 4:1. This perek deals with the topic of hatmana. Hatmana means insulation. The word tomen literally means to hide, something to be hidden away. A hatmana means to insulate, to wrap it up or cover it entirely, to keep it warm. The idea being that in the time of the Mishnah, if you wanted warm food on Shabbos, you had two options. Either A, shehiya chazara, keeping it on the fire, as we saw in the previous perek, or taking off the fire before Shabbos, but wrapping it up, let's say in blankets or something, so it should stay warm for an extended period of time, and you'll have warm food on Shabbos. Now, the basic gist of this perek, which only has two Mishnayos in fact, is that hatmana on Shabbos for the first time is forbidden. You can't do hatmana, and the reason why is Chazal were afraid that you would find that your food has cooled off already, it's too late, and then you would come to reheat it up on Shabbos, which could involve all sorts of yisurim. Therefore, they said no hatmana on Shabbos for the first time. You recall back from the Mishnah 2:7, we said during Ben Hashmashos, you actually could do hatmana. That's unusual. Usually things that are forbidden on Shabbos are forbidden during Ben Hashmashos, but since the principle is that normally any pot of food that's going to be used on Shabbos is still going to be warm coming into Shabbos during Ben Hashmashos, there's no din d'rabbanan not to do hatmana. But on Shabbos itself, all hatmana for the first time is forbidden, which means you forgot to put a lid on the chicken soup, you took it off the fire, now it's sitting, you want to use it, in an hour, whenever it comes home from shul, you cannot put a lid on that pot now on Shabbos, because that would be totally enveloping the soup in the pot plus lid, which is hatmana. You cannot do that on Shabbos for the first time. If there had been a lid on before, and it was a covered pot, so then you could take the lid off and put the lid back on again. That's not a problem. Again, we're talking this pot is totally off the fire, etc. That's on Shabbos. No hatmana on Shabbos for the first time. Before Shabbos, you could do hatmana, provided that the item or the substance that you are insulating your food in is not something which would be contributing more heat to the food. If it's adding more heat to the food or the container, let's say the pot, so then that's called the davar shemosif hevel, thing that adds heat, and a mosif hevel, thing that adds heat, are forbidden to use as a insulation source for atmana, even if the insulating is done before Shabbos comes in. So the reason why is because the rabbis were concerned that people would use remets, those are embers like from the bottom of the fireplace, to do their insulation before Shabbos. That's, of course, your ideal choice because those kind of coals and embers that come from the bottom of the stove are really hot and will give a nice lot of warmth to your food to keep it warm a nice long time. The problem is that one could come to stoke that remets, those embers, and make them burst into flame again. That's Isser Doraisa. And therefore, to prevent that from happening, the rabbi said no using anything, not just remets, not just the embers, but even, and the coals, but even anything that resembles hot coals and embers, remets, meaning that it is mosif hevel, it adds heat, that is a forbidden item to use for hatmana, even if that wrapping happens before Shabbos comes in. That's the gist of it. So here the Mishnah says inside, b'meh tomnin u'v'meh ein tomnin. What substances may not be used for insulation? Ein tomnin lo begefes, you cannot use. And here's the list. The list will be gefes, zevel, melech, sid, chol. I'll translate in a moment. And the reason you can't use those things at all is because these are things which are considered to be mosif hevel. They add heat. And therefore, they're going to be forbidden to be used, even if you do the insulation before Shabbos. The translation in English for these things, gefes, you recall from the previous perek, is the oily pulp, meaning like the sesame seed pulp or the olive pulp that you now press those items to get the oil out. If you'd wrap your food in those things, the problem is that as that pulp biodegrades, it's exothermic. It puts out heat. I was very surprised on this the first time, but you can try it for yourself. Go put your hand tomorrow morning in your garbage bin that has organic food inside, waste inside of it, and you'll feel inside the garbage bag is very warm because as the food decays, it puts out heat, and that's called mosif hevel. And therefore the rabbi said, no using gefes, the pulp, because it biodegrades and puts out heat. If you compost, believe it or not, if you do composting, that's of course biodegrading the food, it can get so hot if you have a big enough compost pile that it could actually get above 50 degrees Celsius, meaning 120 degrees Fahrenheit. So hot, it would actually even kill the bacteria doing the degrading, and therefore to kill your compost heap. That's how hot degrading food can get. So, therefore, the rabbi said, you can't use gefes, the oily pulp. V'lo zevel, you can't use manure. Same thing, manure is breaking down, putting out heat. V'lo melach, v'lo bemelach, you can't use salt. Salt certainly could react with certain things and put out heat. V'lo besid, sid is lime. Not so familiar to us nowadays, but lime appears, sid appears throughout the Mishnayos many, many times. Lime is a building material. It basically was used for concrete in the time of the Mishnah. And it is, it's calcium oxide. You basically take CaCO3, that's, you know, calcium carbonate, and you put it in the lime kiln for, let's say, 12 hours, and all the carbon dioxide is released, leaving the sort of like very caustic material they would use for construction as mortar. That's what they used in Caesarea, in Caesarea, the big port built underwater was built. They used this technology, that material, and the Romans did, etc. So in any case, Cid is really nasty stuff. You use it as like a depilatory in your skin to burn off your hairs, and it puts out heat as it reacts to the water in the air, and therefore you cannot use it as insulation. V'lo b'chol, nor can you use sand, also considered to be a mos of hevel. Bein lachem, bein yevashim, that's true, whether those five items, the gefes, zevel, melech, sid, and chol, are moist, or bein yevashim, if they're dry, it doesn't matter, because even if it's like, you know, dried out manure, it still degrades further and puts on more heat. The list now, the Mishnah continues on, saying things that are restricted when they're moist. It says, lo b'teven, you can't use teven as straw or hay. V'lo b'zagin, zagin are the skins of grapes that have been pressed, according to the Bartanura, and that's most learn. Others learn it's grape seeds. V'lo b'mochin, mochim, says Rashi, and the Bartanura quotes him here, is any old soft thing, like a worn-out clothing, cotton wool, even, you know, like sheep wool, all that kind of stuff, any kind of soft material is called mochin. Familiar to you maybe is the moch in Hilchos Nida. That just means like a soft thing, like a rag that's used as like a plug, if you will, to check if there's blood, etc. The moch. So you can't use the mochin. V'lo ba'asavim, nor can you use various types of grasses, because those four things, tevin, zagin, mochin, and asavim, wheat or straw, the skins of grapes, the any old soft worn out material, or like in English, mochin, kind of like in English, we have words like fluff and fuzz. Obviously, fluff and fuzz doesn't refer to any particular type of material. It's just sort of a description for the texture of any type of kind of textile-y fibrous material. So that's true with mochin as well. It just means soft. And the savim are the grasses. You can't use them bisman shen lachen if they're moist, because that if they're moist, they're gonna expedite the breakdown and output of heat. Aval tomlin behen keshen yevashin, you could use them as insulation if they are dry, because when they're dry, they're not really breaking down at all, and therefore they're not putting out heat as insulation, so that's mutter to use. The Bartanura learns that the moisture we're talking about here is natural moisture, meaning it's the moisture that was extant in this material before it dried out, like it's the last moisture that's in the skin of the grapes or in the stalk of the straw, in the hair of the sheep wool, in the grass, etc. It's like the natural moisture. The Rambam says it's any moisture, and the Shulchan Aruch actually paskens like the Rambam against how the Bartanura goes, meaning any moisture, meaning if it's the natural moisture of this material or an exogenous, some sort of just wet it from the outside moisture, that also would be make this forbidden as a source of hatamana. Mishnah continues on saying these things you could use. Tomnin b'ksus b'feros. You could use ksus as any kind of clothing, like bedding, a blanket, a jacket, and so on. Peros are any type of produce. So they're thinking, you know, like wheat or barley or lima beans or whatever, stuff like that. B'kan feyona. The feathers, yona is a dove or pigeon. So pigeon feathers, but really any kind of bird feathers would be acceptable. Uven esor shel charashim. That's sawdust. Uven or shel pishtan. That's if you comb flax, so then little bits and pieces of the flax fibers break off onto the floor. That's an orishal pishtan, so that you could use. The girsas we have in our Mishnah is daka, even if it's fine, norishal pishtan, fine flax fibers. And that's the din. Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree. And Rabbi Yehuda, oser bedaka umater bagasa. He says, yes, you may use coarse, thick pieces of norishal pishtan, of flax fiber, but not fine pieces. Halacha, however, is like Tanakama, that you can use any kind of flax fiber, or regardless of whether or not it is fine or coarse.